Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
June 22nd, the Soft Sunday in Ordinary Time. We heard today's gospel, a theme that runs through the whole of Jesus' life. There is no reason to be afraid. God loves us. Jesus loves us. We are of infinite worth because of that love. Nothing, no threats, no evil tongues, no sickness, no failures, no disasters, no death can separate us from that love. It is one thing, of course, to profess this faith, which we can easily do, trippingly on the lips, and another thing to live that way. In today's gospel, Jesus offers us the possibility of joy and happiness, which comes from taking his promise seriously. Once upon a time, there was a young soldier who was redeployed four times to Iraq. And each time he went, his wife and his kids and his parents were just petrified. "His luck is running out," said his father. "I'll never again see him," said his wife. "It's a terrible thing," said his mother. His kids just wept. But he went off to Iraq himself, not at all certain he would come back. And when he would talk to the family on the phone, they would all cry because they just knew he was going to be killed. Well, you know what happened? He was killed. He was blown out of a jeep and he landed on his head. And they rushed him back to the field hospital and they tried to save him because he was still a little breathing, but they couldn't. They pronounced him dead. Meantime, the young man wasn't dead at all. He was floating around in the hospital room above the doctors, and they were saying, "You know, he's gone. We've got to give up." "No, no, I'm not gone," he screamed and shouted, but they couldn't hear him. And then he went down a long, long tunnel. Somebody was carrying him down the long tunnel. And he said, "Are you Gabriel?" "No," said the angel that was carrying him. "I'm not Gabriel. I'm his brother Raphael. But people say we look a lot alike. And anyway, those aren't our real names, but they'll do. I'm Raphael, he's Gabriel." Well, the boy knew something very strange was going on. Then all of a sudden, there were all sorts of people around waving at him. And he recognized some of them from family pictures. This was his family, all the way back to great-great-great-grandparents. He was dead, and they were coming to welcome to heaven. He wasn't sure he wanted to go to heaven because he still had a wife and kids and parents and brothers and sisters back home. But the angel dumped him in front of a great big white cloud, which seemed to be filled with warmth and love. And he looked around, and the place was splendid. The buildings were beautiful. The flowers were beautiful. They looked a little strange, but they were beautiful. And the voice inside of the cloud said with great love and affection, "Didn't I send my son Jesus down to tell you there was nothing to be afraid of? Why are you and your family so frightened? Don't you realize that even if you die, you're still very much alive?" "Well," said the boy, "I know that now because I've been here, seen that. I bought the T-shirt." But he said, "How are my parents and my wife and my children and my sisters and brothers going to know that I'm alive?" "Well," said God, "I tell you what, we're going to send you back." This happens occasionally. Something goes wrong a little bit with the plans, and we have to say to somebody, "You really have to go back to Earth and start living again." The young man said, "I don't want to. This is too wonderful up here, and you're too wonderful, and everything's too wonderful." "Well," said the God, "yeah, that's the idea. But just the same, your family needs some help, so you go back and help them." And in the hospital tent, all of a sudden, one of the nurses shouted, "Hey, I got brain action. He's still alive." And that was the story. Now, do these things happen? Oh, my friends, they do. What do we make of them, of these near-death experiences? Well, some people say they don't mean anything at all. They're just imagination or brain chemicals. And others say, no, they're a hint. They're a hint that there is some aspect of our personalities that are designed for transcendent love. And that stays with us even when we died. So Jesus was right. There's nothing to worry about.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.